Exodus, chapter 19. In the third month after the sons of Israel had gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. And when they had departed from Rephidim, and had come to the wilderness of Sinai, they encamped in the wilderness, and there Israel encamped before the mount. And Moses went up to God, and Yahweh called to him out of the mountain, saying, Thus you will say to the house of Jacob, and tell the sons of Israel. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you will be my own possession from among all peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you will be to me a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation. These are the words which you will speak to the sons of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and set before them all these words which Yahweh commanded him. And all the people answered together, and said, All that Yahweh has spoken we will do. And Moses reported the words of the people to Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Moses, Look, I am coming to you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you, and may also believe you forever. And Moses told the words of the people to Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Moses, Go to the people, and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their garments. And be ready against the third day, for the third day Yahweh will come down in the sight of all the people on Mount Sinai. And you will set bounds to the people round about, saying, Take heed to yourselves, that you don't go up into the mount, or touch the border of it. Whoever touches the mount will be surely put to death. No hand will touch him, but he will surely be stoned, or shot through, whether it is beast or man, he will not live. When the trumpet sounds long, they will come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount to the people, and sanctified the people, and they washed their garments. And he said to the people, Be ready against the third day, don't come near a woman. And it came to pass on the third day, when it was morning, that there were thunders and lightnings, and a thick cloud on the mount, and the voice of a trumpet exceedingly loud, and all the people who were in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet God, and they stood at the nether part of the mount. And Mount Sinai, the whole of it, smoked, because Yahweh descended on it in fire, and its smoke ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet waxed louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him by a voice. And Yahweh came down on Mount Sinai, to the top of the mount, and Yahweh called Moses to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. And Yahweh said to Moses, Go down, charge the people, or else they will break through to Yahweh to gaze, and many of them will perish. And let the priests also, that come near to Yahweh, sanctify themselves, or else Yahweh will break forth on them. And Moses said to Yahweh, The people can't come up to Mount Sinai, for you charged us, saying, Set bounds about the mount, and sanctify it. And Yahweh said to him, Go, get down, and you will come up, you, and Aaron with you, but don't let the priests and the people break through to come up to Yahweh, or else he will break forth on them. So Moses went down to the people, and told them.